Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to We're Hit Radio. I'm your host, Mark Matheny. It's been a little while since I've been on the air, and but with a lot of things transpiring, I thought it necessary to come back on and to report on some of the things happening. One of the main things that I wanted to talk about was a major report that journalist Mike Cernovich came out with yesterday on a possible troop surge. And there were a lot of developing stories. Bannon was kicked out, Steve Bannon, or let go from the White House. Of course, Steve Bannon said that the relationship between him and Trump were good and that he was going to continue to defend Donald Trump in his capacity at Breitbart News, the news network that the left wants to label as a white supremacist news organization, which is not true. And Cernovich had a lot of other things to say, actually. He talked about a Pence coup, a takeover by Pence of the super PACs so that he can run for the 2020 elections. We'll see if that's going to happen. But nevertheless, he talked about this. And but he talked about how Bannon needed to get kicked out or leave the White House so that there could be an announcement for a troop surge in Afghanistan. And I did a video on that, and then I did a second video where I talk about that, and I'm going to do a little report on it. I'll let you hear that video report right now. Here it goes.
And this is Mark Matheny for Six Semper Tyrannis News with some breaking news. At least I think it's breaking news. That's interesting. Mike Cernovich just did a video, and he talks about the Pence coup, the coup being run by Pence. He talks about how Pence is basically running super PACs, and he goes into some things on Bannon, on how Bannon's not the leaper that everybody thinks he is, and how the Democrats are basically destroying themselves through this whole destroy the statues push that the Antifa is doing, and how the, you know, basically the Democrats are backing it. So I'm gonna run his report right now.
Then I go into I'll try to see if I can find it where he talks about the troop surge.
You know Romney's statement about how Trump must issue this, do all this stuff today. That was coordinated with Mike Pence. Mike Pence has been coordinating behind the scenes with everybody. Why do you think Mike Pence is coming in to give that Afghanistan meeting at Camp David? So let's connect the dots a little bit. What did I report last night? I reported this morning, Bannon was out, actually. I don't know if I was the first one to report it, but this morning I reported everyone I've talked to is saying it's Bannon's last day. Though it's been Bannon's last day for every week, feels different. So this is a little bit, you know, hedging. So I can't take a full-on victory. I can't take, like, a full-on victory lap for that, because but it was also true. It's true, as everybody I knew said, Bannon is out. Bannon is always out, but this time it's different. It really is out. And then, you know, so I tweeted that at 8:26 a.m., and then, you know, close to 10 a.m., it, you know, it hits the mainstream sites. What I also tweeted last night is that there's a big meeting about the surge in Afghanistan occurring at Camp David today. So last night I reported that there's going to be a fake debate on the Afghanistan surge. McMaster and cabinet members practiced lines all week, which seemed like today's scripted. So last night I tweeted that out. And And then today, Rosie Gray, she does get work, even though she works for The Atlantic, which isn't as prestigious as Sandwich Media, goes, however, a document has circulated with the NSC and the cabinet members this week, according to a senior administration official reviewed it. It offers notes for meetings ahead of Friday's showdown, summarizing a plan to convince the president to agree to the R4 plus S escalation plan. The document, this official said, characterizes the surge as the only credible option for Afghanistan. So as you can see, that what I reported last night in a tweet, which is that there's going to be this fake debate, and this is why they want to ban out. So I'll tell you the real true story about what has happened. There's going to be a debate at Camp David about the Afghanistan surge. And there's going to be pros and cons. Sarah, get your butt over here. I'm going to go in like 5 minutes. I'll get off the thing. Anyhow, there's a big right now meeting in Camp David about the Afghanistan plane, and it's going to be structured as a debate. But it's a fake debate. All of the lines have been rehearsed and have been scripted. And that's why they needed Bannon out of there, because they do want that troop surge in Afghanistan. And I know Sarah Carter said Bannon told her that he resigned 2 weeks ago. And Bannon's going to say whatever Bannon wants to say now. Bannon's like me, he's a bad man. Bannon is a 65-year-old version of Mike Cernovich. So he's going to say whatever he is going to say. But regardless, so there's a big summit on Afghanistan. Do you want to stand up? There's a big summit on Afghanistan this weekend, and they're going to present all these options for Trump and the Afghanistan plan, but it's all fake. It's all rigged. So they're going to have a quote debate, but the debate has been rehearsed, and they're going to push hard for the troop surge. That's why they needed Bannon out of there. And this is also part of my thesis, too. They're now counting votes for impeachment within...
And he goes on to talk about the, how they're counting votes for the impeachment of Trump. But it's interesting that, basically he broke this story. So now they're going into Afghanistan, a surge in Afghanistan, backed by India and Pakistan and some other groups. But it's interesting because there's so much history in Afghanistan that we need to take a look at. I'm going to go over a little bit of that tonight. And so that's why I decided to do the radio show. And because we have, you go back to the 80s where the Russians, go into Afghanistan and the United States then decides to create a group called the Mujahideen in order to go in and then push out the Russians out of Afghanistan. We were successful, and then we left these group of Mujahideen there, and then later they start to develop into other groups. Now check this out. This is from 2011. Afghanistan is by far the largest grower and exporter of opium in the world, cultivating about 92% market share of the global opium trade. But what may shock a lot of people is the fact that the U.S. military has been specifically tasked with guarding Afghan poppy fields, out of which opium is derived, in order to protect this multi-billion-dollar industry, which, enriches Wall Street, the CIA, MI6, and other types of various groups that profit big time from these illicit drug trade scandal, basically. Now, if you go back to September 11th, the tragic event on September 11th of 2001, and you think about it, Afghanistan wasn't really even a world player in poppy or in opium, which is used to produce illegal heroin. But at the time, the Taliban had actually been destroying these poppy fields, you know, as part of an effort to rid their country of this harmful plant, because they were so ultra religious. And you can see there was an article in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette on February 16th of 2001, in a piece entitled "Nation's Opium Production Virtually Wiped Out," and you can look that up. That was in 2001. But right after 9/11, of course, you had the U.S. military-industrial complex then invade Afghanistan under the pretext of finding Osama bin Laden. But what they were really doing was reinstating the growing of the opium fields, the poppy fields. So if you look at the United Nations Drug Control Program, opium cultivation increased by 657% in 2002, right after the U.S. military invaded the country under Republican President George W. Bush. And that's why, you know, the left-right paradigm has to be understood as that, the two-headed 1B system, because it's Republicans and Democrats. So you have this invasion of Afghanistan, and then in 2002, you have opium cultivation increased by 657% in a matter of months. And who's responsible? Well, the CIA, of course, is responsible for this. This reinstatement of the opium industry right after 9/11. And in some more recent reports, the New York Times had reported that the brother of the current Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, had actually been on the payroll of the CIA for at least 8 years prior to the information going out into public back in 2009. Ahmed Wali Karzai was a crucial player in reinstating the country's opium drug trade, known as the Golden Crescent. And the CIA had been financing this behind the scenes. And you can find that report, Infowars.com. But the Golden Crescent drug trade, basically launched by the CIA in the early 1980s, continues to be protected by the U.S. intelligence agency in liaison with NATO occupation forces in the British military. And that was written by Professor Michael Chosadowski in a 2007 report before it was revealed that Ahmed Wali Karzai was on the CIA payroll. And the proceeds of this lucrative multi-billion dollar contraband are deposited in Western banks. Almost the totality of revenues accrue to corporate interest and criminal syndicates outside of Afghanistan. And that was in the thirdworldtraveler.com by Professor Mikhail Chosabdowski. And you can read that. So, you know, you have the mainstream media peddling a different story to the American people. And it's not just CNN, because you have Fox News as well, for instance, aired a propaganda piece back in 2010 claiming that the military personnel had been protecting Afghan poppy fields rather than destroying them in order to keep the locals happy and avoid a potential security risk. And this was reported by Geraldo Rivera. And so, you know, he's basically lying about these poppy farmers being financially supported by the Taliban rather than the CIA and other foreign interest groups, which is really the case. And you can watch that clip on YouTube if you check it out. So you've got tens of thousands of Americans continuing right now with a big heroin epidemic year by year, having overdoses. You know, they talk about on the news originating from this opium trade in Afghanistan. And you got marijuana and hemp and stuff being illegal in the U.S., and yet they're shipping massive amounts of heroin into the United States, which doesn't make any sense. But it makes sense because it is used by the CIA and by rogue groups to finance their agenda that I've been talking about for a new world order for a long time. And so if you really look at the connection in Afghanistan, and the other thing too is, you know, they've been trying to vilify the president of the United States, make him look bad, make him look like he's incompetent. They've been coming out saying that he is incompetent, that he might be mentally ill and all this nonsense. And they couldn't get him on the Russian narrative because the Russian narrative was shot down due to a lack of facts and evidence that the Democrats seem to not need, or they think that they don't need, because they think the American people are stupid. And this is the thing, for all of you white and black people out there, somehow supporting the Democrat side, you're an idiot, because the Democrats, they don't care about you. They're using you for votes. So, but in any case, this is what's going on. So they want to try to vilify Trump as a racist because they couldn't get him as a Russian agent. Now they want to get him as a racist again. So now they are restructuring their efforts towards this race war and distracting you with, you know, the destruction of statues and so on, in order to get you to believe that Trump is such a racist because they want to destroy Trump's agenda. You know, a lot of the things that Trump ran on were anti-globalist policies. The TPP, you know, the building of a wall, and, you know, how could a country not want, you know, why would a country not want to have illegal immigrants come into the country? My God, you know, the immigrants are so great. But yet, if you look at Europe, it's being destroyed because of this immigration policy. And some parts of Europe are starting to admit it. But now they're trying to introduce that into the United States. It's very dangerous. It's not that the United States doesn't want immigration, but now President Trump wants to introduce the program where, and I can't think of the name of it right now, the RAISE program, I think it is, or something like that, where we will bring in the best and the brightest and the most capable of immigrants to enrich the country, which is a good idea, and that's the way it used to be. You see, it's not racist to not want to have criminals and thugs and useless people coming into your country, because if you have a ship, you know, that only can take so many people on that ship or boat, and you have several boats around you sinking, you can only take in so many people falling off of those boats before your ship also sinks. And Trump understands this. So What he's saying is we got to stop this. Now, this whole troop surge in Afghanistan, Trump may think, oh, this is a good thing. We're going to defeat ISIS. But I'm kind of skeptical on it. I don't really know what to think about it right now, but I'm going to do some more research on it. But I believe that Trump thinks it's a good thing to quell ISIS, to get India and Pakistan and other groups to other countries to kind of ally with the United States in the destruction of this radical Islam extremism. But I also think that it's the globalist push to continue to stay in Afghanistan for natural resources, for opium, for part of their agenda to keep Russia out of there and so on as a bulwark possibly. So these are some of the things that I've been looking at. I'm going to continue to do the research and report on. But meanwhile, also, you have, you know, the distractions here in the U.S. and mostly through Antifa, this communist anarchist group. It's more of a distraction, in my opinion. I don't think it's going to last long. I think that it's going to die out. The American people are too resilient. American people are smart. The alternative news is winning over, and they're educating the people, and the people see these things for what they are: distractions, propaganda, the propaganda of agitation, and they're not falling for it. So it's a good thing. But Cernovich certainly did break this troop surge. You can go to 6 Emperor Tyrannus News. You can check it out on my website. I talked about this. I did videos on it. I show how these Antifa groups, too, are being paid by George Soros and recruited by a group in California to foster this Saul Alinsky agenda, basically a tactic of Saul Alinsky to create division and racial warfare. But it's not working. Most of the American people understand this. Is there racism in the United States? Yes, but it's a minority. It's a small element. It's dying out. It's being crushed. And it takes good people with good hearts, with love, to see this and to destroy racism altogether. But these radical groups on the left and the right are fomenting these things. It's always radicalism. It's always extremism. And it's always in the minority. But yet they're well funded by the globalists, and that's how they grow. So the likes of Soros and other groups, they need to be trampled upon and destroyed. The president and the good elements of the Congress and so on, they need to understand this and destroy these global elites that are trying to destroy the country. But yet it's a new world order agenda. It's been going on for hundreds of years. And this is one of the reasons they're attacking Donald Trump so hard, because Donald Trump has come in as more of an independent or a libertarian, not as a Republican, not as a Democrat, with this maybe high hopes, certainly. Unrealistic hopes, not necessarily. But to them, it's a stumbling block. And it's a burden, and they have to get that burden out of the way, overtly just do it by assassination or things like this that they've done in the past. So now what they're trying to do is vilify Trump, demoralize Trump, destroy Trump, isolate Trump, make him feel like he's losing when in fact he's not. He's winning. The economy's doing well. The stock market's doing well. Unemployment's doing good. Illegal immigration has gone down. There's a lot of things that he's doing. A lot of the African Americans and a lot of the white Americans love Donald Trump. They see what he's doing. But yeah, you have these elements that are seeking to destroy him, and they're playing upon the minds of the uneducated, the unpolitical, politically educated people in the United States, the ones who've been brainwashed into preposterous ideas that somehow the Democratic Party became later the Republicans, and they did a flip and all this nonsense, or that, you know, there's just racism everywhere and everybody, all the cops want to kill you and all this nonsense. These are the things that we have to overcome and destroy. And we have to support President Trump. We have to back him. We have to help spread true news, real news, as opposed to CNN, the Communist News Network, the Cynical News Network, the Crackhead News Network, as I call them. These people are crazy, and they're hell-bent on destroying Trump. So Trump, in and of himself, is nothing. And we're not trying to help Trump for the sake of Trump. We're helping Trump for the sake of the ideas, the policies for blacks and whites. You know, don't let them fool you into thinking that, you know, all of white America just wants slavery again and Jim Crow. The Democratic Party are the criminal element group that's been behind this for hundreds of years, and they don't want you to understand that. Malcolm X understood it. He said, if you keep voting for these same party that's been putting you last, and you've been putting them first and they've been putting you last, he said, you're a political chump. And he said, not only that, but you're a traitor to your race, because this party has been screwing you over primarily. I'm not saying that the Rhino Republican side hasn't also been bad. Really, both sides are pretty bad. And so we need fresh parties. We need the Libertarian, the Independent, the Green parties, the Constitutional parties, the other parties to have a say and to have a push in the elections. And Donald Trump kind of did that, posing as a Republican. But he knew that was the only way he could get in. So, but anyway, for We're Hit Radio, I'm Mark Matheny, and I'm saying, look, protect your own rights, because if you don't, no one else will. I do have a website called Sic Semper Tyrannis. The link is on my radio show here. Check it out. And I do have a YouTube channel, Matenyahu, MATHENYAHU. You can check out the videos there. But if you're out there listening, please do your part as well. Do your part to help, because the president needs help. The country needs help. So for Sic Semper Tyrannis News, I'm Mark Matheny. Thanks for listening. You take care of yourselves.